If you live near the Norton Sound, you can begin to get ready for salmon. Yesterday, the Department of Fish and Game announced subsistence and commercial openings that will begin tomorrow and Thursday for three sub-districts. Jim Menard is the area biologist with Fish and Game and says the openings fit into an overall management strategy focused on harvesting chums and pinks.
We are going to allow some subsistence fishing this week in Norton Bay, Shaktulik, and Unalakleet sub-districts. So in southern Norton Sound, we're going to open it back up to gillnet fishing. And so it'll be 48 hours in Norton Bay and a 30-hour opening in Shaktulik and Unalakleet to allow subsistence salmon fishing.
Fish and Game's policies are determined in large part by concern for one particular salmon species that the department wants all fishermen to avoid.
The net restrictions down in Shaktulik and Unalakleet are 6-inch mesh or less, and that's we're still trying to protect the big kings.
In Norton Bay, the mesh size is 4.5 inches. Menard says that's because the outlook for pinks this year is so strong that Fish and Game is allowing a 36-hour commercial harvest.
From 12 noon Thursday to 12 midnight, and as we are expecting a good pink salmon run this year, we're going to get early indication of how things look in Norton Bay.
As for when the salmon will make it to Nome, Menard says the news has already begun to trickle in.
I have heard one confirmed catch of chum salmon, and I've been able to squash two rumors that I've heard elsewhere about fish. As we get later in June, we're going to start to see things happen down at the mouth of the Nome River.
You can find more details on this week's opening on our website, KNOM.org/news.